Hey, welcome back to Cinema Talk Radio. What's up, you guys? How you guys out there feeling? I'm feeling really good today on this Monday morning. So I had some things going on with a friend, and I want to talk about it and get my opinion out and kind of express some things on this situation, because I feel like I can relate to it and other people can too. So I wanted to talk about how, okay, so before let me say this, it's a disclaimer. This is my opinion or whatever like that. So I just wanted to say, like, before people have children, you don't know if you're going to have the support that you're gonna need. And I think that's one of the things that goes over people's heads when you have a baby. You know, you may think about finances and other things like that, but support, that is so necessary. It's a necessity. And the reason why I can relate to it, because, you know, I don't have that support. And my friend, me and her was just talking this past weekend, and she was just saying, you know, she just had a baby. She had a newborn, and, you know, she was talking about how the father isn't there, and, you know, his family isn't supporting, her family isn't supporting. And so it's just so necessary, and I'm just so thankful, and I always say on my podcast, I'm thankful for my partner, because he does support us, and he does support me, and he does, you know, he is in his child's life, and, you know, it's not all the support that I want, but it's so many mothers out there are not getting the support that they need, you know what I'm saying? And when I talk about support, I am talking about physically, emotionally, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you know, once a child gets here, sometimes that mother needs time for herself. You know what I'm saying? It is a lot. And we as people, and I talked about my other episode about how, you know, family just, you know, dismisses that important role, that important things that you need, that you need. So all I'm saying is that when you have a baby, you do have to take in and see, is that family a family? Are they going to be there for you? Are they there for him? Are they there for her? What type of family do these people have? That the people that you have in your life, are they babysitters? And I saw that on Instagram. Like, don't let me have a baby. Your family don't babysit. That's real though. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people out here are just so dismissive to, you know, the things, the time that you need alone, the time that you need to be, you know, just getting yourself together, getting your mental back. You know what I'm saying? Not helping. And so I just want to encourage people who are, you know, who just had a baby or about to have kids, is just that, you know, be there for the mom. New moms, try to get that support from the person that is being there for you. Don't go to the person that's not being there for you and you dismissing the person because you want that person to be there for you. So you're going to be dismissing the person who's really there for you. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be a time where you really, really need to get your mind right. You really want that time right. You really want to get in that bath by yourself. You want to get in that shower by yourself. You want to go walk. You want to go run. You want to go take a coffee break. You want to go Starbucks and get you a coffee. You're going to need it. So don't be dismissive to people who wants to support you because you feel like those aren't the people that you want to be, that you want to support from. Family is family. Family comes in different shapes, sizes, and colors. So really think about before you lay down and have intercourse and be intimate with someone and how their family is going to be. Is this partner going to be a father? Is this partner going to be a mother to my child? Going to be a father to my child? Are they going to give that baby the support? You know what I'm saying? So we really have to analyze before we do things. You know what I'm saying? Because because of this shift and a lot of things that's going on right now, everybody's mind is focused on money. Everybody's mind is focused on themselves. They're not even taking into account on other people's feelings. It's no empathy out here. Nobody is in the midst of giving. Nobody wants to. It's a bunch of people out here that's just dogging other people. You know what I'm saying? And I give my heart out to my friend. You know what I'm saying? I really talk to her about, you know, what she can do just to support, just to get the support. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to tell her, like, whoever is giving you support, if someone's giving you support, take that. Don't turn your head. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Support is support. Because I know as a new mom, this is my first year, and I don't have all that support. You know what I'm saying? I really thought my sisters was going to help. I have sisters and brothers. I really thought that they was going to, you know, reach out and say, hey, you know, do you want a babe? Do you want me to babysit? Do you want to take time out? You think they done that? No. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at it, but they have children. I did it. But people are, you know, like I said, things are different. You know, it's no grandmas and grandpas. The ancestors are getting killed. You know what I'm saying? They're gone. So it's the wisdom and that you're looking for is kind of gone. Everybody's all to they self. And if you don't understand that spiritually, then you will be mad and angry at people because you're not getting what you need. But damn it, you have to figure it out. And that's just how I feel. I'm thankful for my partner, you know what I'm saying? Us being a family and, you know, being able to give our child the best support that she is need and the best love that she needs. So people out there, be mindful of who you lay down with. Be mindful of, am I going to have the support that I need if I have this man, baby? Is this woman going to be supportive of me when I need to go to work and go do the things I need to do to build for our family? You know what I'm saying? So these are the questions that we have to ask ourselves before we get into the most intimate energy that we make and bring another human being into this earth that's not getting the love and the support that's needed. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely just wanted to put that out there, and I wanted to just, you know, let people know that those are the things that you have to think about before you have a baby. It's tough. You know what I'm saying? It really is tough. You know, that's why they talk about mothers who are single mom, because really a man can go leave. A man can go have other children while this woman is sitting here taking care of her little baby that she just had. He can be out there spreading his seed more. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different role that a man and a woman have. And it's no comparison to that. yes, women can have twins and quadruplets, but I'm talking about where a man is having seed after seed from different women that he's putting himself in that position to, but he's not supporting. He's going out and just, he's making seeds, he's making babies, but he's not being supportive. He's not doing the things that he needs to do for that baby to have a quality life, a quality lifestyle, a quality health. Because at the end of the day, we're putting our babies in an emotional, detrimental, you know, unhealthy lifestyle. So that's why the single mothers I put on the pedestal, because it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You out here, you trying to work, you trying to get money, you know what I'm saying? You trying to take care of yourself and take care of your children. Hold down a clean household. Make sure the house is clean, because you know what I'm saying? You got to stay clean. So that's a must do. So, you know what I'm saying? We have to be mindful of these things. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say for myself, I'm not in the best position. I don't want to bring another child and I want more kids. But I want to be in a better position when I bring my other baby into this world. I'm being mindful now. I was living on my own. Me and my partner was doing our thing. But I didn't prepare like I was supposed to. And I'm just being honest, and I like being honest. You know what I'm saying? So I'm being honest with myself, letting myself know, like, okay, so if you want this lifestyle, you want to do this, then you have to put yourself in better circumstances, better opportunities. You got to think better. You know what I'm saying? And let's not say I was not doing that, but all I'm saying is that I shouldn't be back at my mom's house. I should be on my own. I should still have my own place with my baby. Because no lie, I enjoy being by myself. I enjoy living on my own. I enjoy being out in the world. I told you on my last episode, I'm not an introvert. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a person who just going to be inside. I like to be out in the world. So, you know what I'm saying? So, let's just think about what we're doing. You know, let's enjoy life. Let's enjoy people. But as far as intimacy, let's think about people who we lay down with before we have children, because the support is going to be needed financially, physically, and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? And that's just really something to just, you know, always think about. Is he going to be there down the line? You know what I'm saying? Do you have the parents, the mom and the dad, who's going to support, you know, support that? So I just wanted to hop on here and kind of express a lot of the things that we need to just think about, you know what I'm saying? And think about our life and think about, you know, the future, and not so much being the future, but just think about, you know, the surroundings, our people who we're surrounded by, you know what I'm saying? So I really wanted to get into that, because that's an important topic. That's an important thing to be mindful of. Because like I said again, we're living in a world where everybody is all to themselves. Everybody is, oh, I'm trying to get it. I'm on the get it mode. You know what I'm saying? That's the world that we're living in. And if you don't believe me, go on social media. And I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that we don't have, when I was growing up, I was born in 86. When I was growing up, I had grandmothers and grandpas. And I was able to witness the support and the things that my parents had for me and my siblings and my cousins and my family. And all I'm saying is that, you know, you can't find that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people are going into depressed mode. That's why a lot of women is not being the one to have children, because it's like, oh, I don't have that support. I'm just gonna keep getting money. I'll freeze my eggs. I'll do it the unnatural way. I don't need a man. He's not gonna support me anyway, because that's what really kind of come down to. He's not gonna be around anyway. He's not gonna support me like I want him to. Is that real or not? Because that's the reason why women are getting their eggs froze. I don't need a man. So what's that saying? He's not gonna support me financially, physically, and emotionally like I want him to. So, you know what I'm saying? This is a deep conversation, because I could really go at it. You know what I'm saying? This is a really deep conversation, because it's a lot of things that's not being said and not being said across the board about, you know, having children and, you know, this modern age of women, of what's going on. So a lot of women in their 30s, that's in their late 30s, that don't have children. And it, for what I'm talking about, it's just off that. It's so many other reasons, but just those modern women who are putting that off because they're going for the career. They're in their testosterone. They're in their manly role of what they're doing. They're putting off their womanly. And not saying that you shouldn't think about that, but all I'm saying is that if we're just a little more conscious of the partners we pick, we can have the world that we want. I believe that God made us all to have a partner. Everybody has a soulmate. Everybody is connected to somebody. Somebody is out here for you. Don't be in a rush to have something and you know you can't do the best and have the best for your future and yourself. And it's no offense to the modern woman. Get yours. I'm happy. I envy it. You know what I'm saying? And not that I envy it, because I used to be on the same wave. It's just that I'm a Libra. I'm relationships. I'm balanced. I'm just believe in love, family, you know, enjoying life, traveling. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe in. You know what I'm saying? You see Kim Kardashian, she's a Libra. Will Smith, Libras. We believe in these things. So you're not going to catch us, really, Cardi B, catch us without having children. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stick by our partners. We have partners. You know what I'm saying? We really believe in that love. We really believe in that love stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I really believe, and I want to come back and talk about that modern woman stuff, because that's a whole nother topic. You know what I'm saying? But I really believe that we just have to be mindful of, you know, just being a little more conscious of if we're going to have the support that's needed for our babies. So You know what I'm saying? I just want to come and talk about that, express that. You know, I got up this morning really with that on my mind because it's just like, you know, man. So, anyways, thank you guys. And I'll see you guys later on the next topic. And I think it's going to be about the modern woman of what's going on today and how they got the roles reversed and everything like that. That's another topic. And I just want to get into that. You know what I'm saying? So I will see you guys later on the next one. You guys have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are. And thank you for listening to Cinema Talk Radio. See you guys later. Peace.